we're interested in your response. Understand the county is putting in another dozen or so, a little more than a dozen speed cameras in school zones. How does that strike you?
Well, it strikes me as kind of strange, and let me give you two things. First of all, Susan Souder, who's a circuit court judge in Baltimore County, came out with a ruling about 6 months ago, and she said that Baltimore County was clearly violating the law in regards to speed cameras because Baltimore County speed cameras don't have timestamps that go out to the hundredths or thousands of a second and measure distance versus speed. So you really don't know, and you can't calculate if you're the average citizen and you get a ticket as to how fast you're going. So for the county to engage in actively, adding speed cameras and adding 12 or 13 speed cameras when they are violating the intent of the law, and the intent of the law is that you have to have timestamps, is problematic. And I think the county should reconsider and fix that problem before they move forward.
Do you think that the deck is stacked against anybody who is cited for this?
Yeah, and I mean, look, in the Constitution, you have the right to face your accuser, and your accuser is a speed camera, which is fine, and there's a technician there, which is fine, but it's not fine when you don't have when you can't use evidence of how fast you're going. And clearly, the technology's flawed. Baltimore City's demonstrated the technology's flawed. You know, they're giving citations to people who are stopped at traffic lights. They're giving citations to cars that literally weren't even there. So, I mean, they're not there yet, and this is, they're definitely jumping the gun on this one.
The Assembly looked at and didn't act on revising or tweaking the law regarding these speed cameras and traffic cameras. Do you think that there's a good chance that the next time around, the next go-around, you'll make a run for it?
Yeah, I mean, I know we are going to make a run for it. The problem in Annapolis is, sometimes these things take 2 or 3 years. The House had a version, the Senate had a version. I thought ours in the Senate was cleaner, but I also thought the House had a really good idea as far as having an ombudsman. So you wouldn't have to go to courts. The ombudsmans could throw out some of these frivolous tickets where, you weren't even there or you were stopped at a traffic light or something like that. But, yeah, we're going to make another run at it, and the more publicity we keep giving this and the more people keep complaining and the more you guys keep doing your job, and you are, then, we got to make government more vigilant. And for Baltimore County to do what they're doing right now, especially after the Souder ruling, is incredibly premature. I mean, it's clear that when you go to court, you should be able to say, hey, this was the distance, this is the speed, and here's the timestamp showing my progression, and this doesn't add up. And you can't do that right now. And, that's ridiculous.